This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, still celebrating Legompo Friday. If you just tuned in, welcome to the best of lunchtime radio. I go by the name of King Bash, Abu Dhabi Interstock himself. And on this beautiful Friday, the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience is up next within the first hour of the show. And our motoring journalist, Prashoven Naidu, he is in the driver's seat. We are talking about the Volkswagen Tayron. Prashoven spills the tea on the seven-seater family SUV, unpacking what it's really like and whether Volkswagen can still put up a strong fight against a growing competition, especially from the new Chinese contenders entering the market. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashoven. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic, and yourself and to the listeners out there. Hope they're doing well.
I'm always great, Prashoven. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us once again on a Friday. Always appreciated, yeah?
Thank you so much, King Bash. Always a blessing. Thank you.
So let's get straight into it. I mean, we're starting with the Volkswagen Tayron. What's it like in the metal, Prashoven?
Absolutely gorgeous. I picture it like this. It's a bigger Tiguan. Volkswagen Tiguan, longer dimensions. It's basically supposed to replace the Volkswagen Tiguan Allspace. So I think the brand decided to throw the name Allspace out and just say, let's create a new, you know, name. Tayron, they call it the Tayron. I was trying to think of how you say it properly, but it's actually Tayron.
Okay.
So basically it's bigger, a lot more gear for the families of seven seater. It looks a lot more bolder, bigger front end is what you'll notice. It's a lot more friendly, very out there. I liked it all together. Very, very charming looking SUV actually.
All right. Now how's the cabin and what's the pricing looking like?
Okay, so the cabin is nice. I think VW always takes the cake there because of its well-built cabin. There's lots of amenities here that really can make you quite feel at peace. There's massaging seats, heated and ventilated, a lovely infotainment screen that gets the job done right. There's panoramic sunroof, seats galore, leather seats. And I think that the pricing you're looking at, it's not cheap by all means. It's about 853,000 rand for the live spec model we have on test. It's premium, but I think, you know, I think the markets are changing. I walked away with a few Chinese cars that I've driven in the last few weeks that I'm honestly thinking the Germans need to start catching up.
Most definitely. I can't agree more. So how does it drive though, Prashoven? And I mean, are there any drawbacks?
So yes, I think the VW always nails it right quite well. Actually, I think the car, I think it's a bit underpowered. To be fair with you, it has a 1.4-liter turbocharged motor, and that translates into, you know, it's fairly punchy when you need it to be. But I think because of the weight, and I also think it just needs a bit more power. That 7-speed dual DSG transmission is on par, smooth shifts, but I do think it needs a bit more, you know, gumption, to be fair. And figures-wise, getting between the mid-7 meters per 100 kilometers where it's not too bad. And I think overall, yeah, I usually, my time spent with VWs, and I remember driving the diesel Tiguan, and I love the diesel. I think the diesel was the one to have, but the petrol, I just feel like it's lacking something for me, and I was finding it to be a bit irritating at times, just to drive. And I think, yeah, I'm going to go for diesel, actually, if I had to put it out there.
Yeah. No, and rival-wise, how does, you know, Volkswagen have, or what do they have on their radar?
So in the market, the Tayron goes against mid to large family SUVs, so the Toyota RAV4, the Haval H6, Kia Sorento, and the Honda CR-V. And let's throw in a Chinese car, the Chery Tiggo 8 plug-in hybrid, which we reviewed that last weekend.
Yeah.
I was actually quite impressed by that. It was quirky, it had everything, but I'm starting to kind of see the light in some ways, but yeah, with the Chinese manufacturers. So it's so odd to actually be in this place where I'm kind of jumping ship a bit, yeah.
No, most definitely. And I mean, besides everything that you mentioned regarding the, you know, the drawbacks, would you personally buy one?
You know, I think VW always takes the cake here. I think solid German engineering, but I think I'd choose it over. I go for a Japanese. I go for the Toyota. Actually, I'd probably choose more of that than this because it still gives you practical amenities, a lot of nice features to it. The 7-seater, nice, it's a prestige brand. But I think I'll just choose my. I take my chances with the Japs, eh? Because yeah. I feel like there's reliability there long term. If I wanted to keep it for the family, that's where I'd go.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Now, Prashewan, I mean, do you think, you know, the legacy brands will stand the test of time? I mean, especially with these Chinese entrants coming into the market full on.
Honestly, with some predictions that I personally, I think no way. I think next couple of years, I think they better gear up quite well because the Chinese are coming in hot. They're throwing in a lot of nicer tech, lots of better trims. For a bit more cheaper than what you're paying for the German brand. And yeah. I think that, of course, they're slapping it with warranties and service plans, but we don't know. I even see that one of the Chinese manufacturers bought a power plant in Roslyn. Mm. It was a Nissan, factory. And I see that they're slowly creeping in. So I think the Germans, they're still good, but, I mean, the way the Rands are, the way the pocket is, you know, it looks a bit mixed, honestly, in the next couple of years. So I think we better keep the eyes peeled.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Prashewan, thank you so much. But before I let you go, man, can you share your motoring tip and wrap it up with your hot jam of the week?
Absolutely. Thank you, Chimbesh. So the car has driver assistance systems like lane assist or adaptive cruise control. Take time to understand how they work. These features are there to support you, not replace you. So knowing their limits helps you drive safer and more confidently. And let's end off by Don't Let Go by DJ Kent.
Thank you so much, Prashewan. Catch you again next week, Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much. Congrats. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.